What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and this is Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Chill! What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even for the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I start using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast presents the Old School Show with Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman.
And the star Roddy Rod, where we talk anything old school.
True! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Voice Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents the Old School Show, a part of Spinoff City Thursday. Hope all is well. And first thing first, happy last day of Black History Month. Even though Black History is every day, but happy last day of Black History Month. And on a special 5th Thursday episode of the Old School Show, myself and the star writer Rod, where we will be discussing our favorite One Hit Wonder songs on the 2-part episode. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Beauty Bella, and I'm listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 p.m. for Spin-Off Semi Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Like That Pocket Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 p.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays at 12 p.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This the star Roddy Rod, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, it's time for another episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents the Old School Show. And of course, I got my co-host with me, my bro, the star Roddy Rod. You already know, welcome to the Old School Show.
Yes, you already know, man. It's the star Roddy Rod. The Old School Show, where we talk anything old school.
Yeah, there you go. And on this episode, we all talk about one-hit wonders. And yes, this has been a long-awaited episode, so we're finally going to do it. And but, you know, this episode it's pretty much too big for one episode, so we're going to do it in two parts. But before we dive into our list of one-hit wonder songs, Roddy, what is a one-hit wonder to you? What do you think is a one-hit wonder?
A person that has a major, major, major hit, and after that major hit, they haven't been able to guess anything to climb the charts, or they disappear into the wind, and you haven't heard from them again.
Okay, okay. I know. Well, I thought what a one-hit wonder was pretty much somebody who had a one-hit song, and pretty much the same thing, and the pretty much can't come up with another hit, basically. But here is the actual meaning of a one-hit wonder. A one-hit wonder is an act that had won a position on the national, pop, or top 20 record charts once. So there you go. So let's start off with the first song that we got on the list. And this first song we got, I'm going to need a little help with this pronouncing, Roddy. So the group is called Chumbawamba. There you go. Yeah, and the song they have is Tuba
Dumb Humpin',
aka
I Get No Doubt.
Yeah, that was who dropped on 1997. So I'm gonna ask you, right, how you feel about the song?
Catchy ass song, yo. I see the song. Even if I see this song playing now on like TV shows or commercials, I love it. It's catchy. It's nice. You know? It makes you want to sing along to the chorus, especially.
Yo, I'm not going to hold you. I didn't know this was even the title of the song. I always thought the song was called I Can't Get Knocked Down. Oh, I Can't Get No Doubt. So when I was doing my research, I was like, what is this song? And then when I heard it, I was like, Oh, got it. But yeah, I agree with you. This is a really catchy song. And yeah, you does hear this song on a lot of TV shows or a lot of commercials and stuff like that. And this song was really big in 1997. So, but here's the thing about this group though. This group had a whole lot of albums. This song is off the eighth album.
Wow, it's been a while.
Yeah. But, you know, they're pretty much big everywhere else, basically. They are big in the UK. So technically in the UK, they're not wearing onesies.
Oh.
But in the US, they are wearing onesies.
Got it.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about the charts, how it did on the charts. So, in the US, this was number 6 on the charts. In the UK, they went to number 2. They stayed on chart for many weeks. But in the US, they never went platinum. They don't got no certification.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird.
I know, it's crazy. I know, it is weird.
But well, how much weeks was the number 1?
I think it was 6. I think 6 to 8.
Still should have been.
Wait. It wasn't number 1. It's been a lot on the charts. It's only with number 1 in 2 countries, though.
But as big as much as this song is played in commercials and TV shows, I would have thought it would have gotten at least a gold or 2 times gold, at least.
But the thing is, it was 2 times gold and stuff in other countries.
But not in the U.S.
Yeah, not in the U.S., yeah. Australia, it was 2 times platinum in Australia, and went to number 1 in Australia. They also went to number 1 in Canada, but not in the U.S.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the next song that we're going to talk about is Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. That was released in 1990. How do you feel about Ice Baby?
The thing about Ice Ice Baby, I'm not a big fan still of Vanilla Ice, but the beat is kind of dope.
Yeah,
they did their thing on the beat, and of course, like I said the last time, of course, it's catchy with the Ice Ice Baby. That's what I really like for the song.
Yeah, I can hold you. Ice Baby was a really catchy song. I know. Yeah, I can hold you. I do always like the song. I'm kind of embarrassed to even say that I like the song, but this was a really catchy tune, and yeah, this is really interesting. The crazy thing about Vanilla Ice, though, this was not his only number 1 song on the charts, though. Well, this was not his only top 10 song on the charts. He had another song on the charts, on the same album, called Play That Funky Music, which was also on the album To Be a Stream.
Wow.
And both of them were the top 10 charts. But they considered this song a one-hit wonder because it went to number 1. It was the only song they had that went to number 1.
But the other one was still on the charts.
Yeah, it was doing the top 10, yeah, in US, yeah, in the Book Boys. Stuff like that. And I'm not gonna hold you. I can have other songs too. You know, I like the song that he had on Ninja Turtles too, a Ninja Rap.
Ninja Rap,
that was a dope song, you know. If you watch Ninja Turtles 2, you know, if you know, you know. But that didn't make the charts though, but you know. It is what it is. But this song in the US, it went to number 1 on the Billboard charts, peak at number 1 on the Billboard charts. It also went to number 1 on the US rap charts. It went to number 1 on the Canada charts and Australia charts. And New Zealand as well. And it was 1 time platinum. It was 1 time platinum.
Got it. That's good.
Yeah. And next artist we're going to talk about, well, next song we're going to talk about is Halfway, What Is Love? It was dropped in 1993. Hype about Halfway.
I love it. One thing I noticed that's common with all these one-hit wonders, the freaking chorus is just amazing.
Yeah.
This song, What Is Love, is just amazing, though. The chorus is phenomenal. And actually, the whole song, the chorus, the beat, everything about the song, I love.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. This was definitely a catchy song. I got a confession to make, though. I got a confession to make. I didn't know Halfway was black.
I don't think I knew that, too.
Yeah, because when I was doing my research today, always do where the white dude singing is. So I did my research today, and I look at the video, and I'm like, oh, wait, he was black? For like, for real? Like, I did not know that. I did not know that. Don't call for me, y'all. Don't call for me, y'all. But yeah, but sorry, I didn't know that, so. But other than that, you know, this was a really dope song. I enjoyed it. And this is definitely a really cool song. I like it. On the Billboard charts, the song went to number 11 on the Billboard charts. And in the U.S., it went gold. But on other countries, it was number one in Sweden. It went to number one in Neverland. It went to number one in Ireland. And went to number one in France. And went to number one in Australia. So yeah. And also, fun fact, Eminem and Lil Wayne sampled the song.
Oh yeah, they definitely did.
Yeah, they sampled
the song. For No Love.
Yeah, No Love. Yeah, No Love. Yeah, I love that. I love that sample when they did it. I'm not gonna hold you. I love that sample when they did it. All right, next song that we're gonna talk about is Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. How you feel about Return of the Mac?
It's a cool, chill summer song. It's like a summer barbecue anthem. You're driving in the car, you're blasting it in the hot summer weather. Love it.
Nah, I go. I love the song too. You know, this was our anthem when we always go to AC. I'm not gonna hold.
That's why I remember that from. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, every time the song come on, it's really dope. The video is really weird. I'm not gonna hold you, but I really enjoy the song though. The song is legendary. You know, but the thing with Mark Morrison though, he wasn't a one-hit wonder in the U.S., but he wasn't a one-hit wonder in other countries though.
Really?
Yeah, he was big in other countries. He had top 10 hits in the U.K. And I'm gonna name some of the top 10 hits he had in the U.K. So he had a song called Crazy Remix that was number 6 on the Billboard charts in the U.K. He had a song called Trippin' that was number 8 on the Billboard charts. He had a song called Horny that was number 5 in the Billboard charts. And he had a song called Moan and Groan that was number 7 on the Billboard charts. All came from the same album, Return of the Mac. And of course, Return of the Mac went number 1 in the UK. But in the US, Turner Mac went to number 2. And it's certified platinum.
As it should.
Yeah. Later, G Easy and Chris Brown sampled the song. Mark Morrison on it, singing on the track. So, yeah.
Which was good to pay homage and break them more.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it really was good to pay homage to. And that was a cool song. That was a cool song. All right, next we got Mims. This Is Why I'm Hot. That dropped on 2007. That came from the album Music Is My Savior. How you feel about Mims? This Is Why I'm Hot.
I love that song. I used to run it.
Nah, I gotta hold you. That song was really catchy, yo, for real. That song was playing everywhere during the time. Like, everywhere during the time. And I'm not gonna hold you. 2000 has some really dope one-hit wonders, though. I'm not gonna hold you. Mims was one of them. You know, and this song was hard. This song was really dope, and also the remix he had, the reggae remix. It was really dope as well. This was a hit, and they do play the song in the club too. So, yeah, shout out to Mims. So in the U.S. Billboard chart, the song went to number 1. U.S. R&B charts went to number 1. U.S. rap charts went to number 1. And it went 2-time platinum. Mims.
Definitely. Right.
Now, next song we're gonna talk about is Jonathan Keefe. Just Got Paid. That would drop on 1988. I know you heard this song. How you feel about this song?
It's a catchy song. It's a real good dance song. It seemed like this was around the time the new Jack Swing was making it stuff.
Yeah, it was. It was a new Jack Swing song. And this song is really dope. I like this song. Shout out to Teddy Riley, you know, for doing this song and stuff like that. I got a fun fact, though. This was not originally his song, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this song was supposed to be for Keith Sweat. But he turned it down.
Mm.
And I kind of understand why he turned it down, because he had another song that sounded just like this.
What song was that?
I wanna last night. I wanna. With both was made by Teddy Riley.
Okay.
Those songs sound just alike. So I'm not surprised that that Keith Sweat turned it down. Johnny.
But I wonder what it would have sounded if Keith Sweat would have did it.
Facts. I think it would have sounded just like. Jessica Payne would have sounded just like how I want her sound now, basically. Jessica Payne, I think it would have sounded the same way. I could hear Ski Swift sing that song, though. That's the crazy part about it.
Got it.
Yeah, I could have heard Ski Swift singing the song. So yeah. But Jessica Payne went to number one for US dance charts. It went to number one on US R&B charts. And did not get certified, but they got nominated for an award though. And you know, sadly, in 2015, he passed away.
John Kim?
Yeah, John Kim? Yeah. He passed away in 2015. He was 55 years old. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But nah. Just got paid with a really dope song though. I'm not gonna hold you. Really, really dope song. Next song we're going to talk about is Chris Kors Jump. How you feel about Chris Kors Jump? That was made in 1982 off the album Totally Chris Out. Totally Chris Out.
I don't hear Jump that much now, but it seemed like it could have been a real big song, big club anthem back in the day.
I agree with you. I don't hear that song as much either. But when I heard it at the time, it was a cool song. Good cool song. You know, shout out to Jermaine Dupri for getting them out and stuff like that. Yeah, it was a cool song. That's all I really gotta say about it. But fun fact, they was on Michael Jackson's Dangerous Tour.
Oh wow, that's dope.
So early in their career. So that's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. I can hold you. So on the Billboard chart, the song went to number one in the top 100 Billboard charts. It went number one in Australia. It went number one in Ireland. And yeah, it was 2-time platinum.
And that's the thing about touring. When you open up for somebody or whatever, you get the person audience.
Yeah.
So it's a win. And if they like your stuff, it's already a win.
Yeah.
Even if they don't know who you are.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, and like, even if you're up and coming.
Yeah.
And they don't know who you are yet. They'll think about you. They'll be like, oh, yeah, they opened up for blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But sadly, one of the members just passed away. Chris MacDaddy Kelly passed away. And, yeah. And I think the other one is still alive now.
Yeah, the other one's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, he died in 2013. Wait, there you go. Alright, next we got... Well, when I saw this person on the list, I was actually a little shocked about it. I'll Be Sure, Night and Day. How you feel about I'll Be Sure? I'm Night and Day.
Night and Day is a cool song. Very, very good R&B song. Very smooth.
I like to hold you. I really like this song as well. This was a really dope track. You know, shout out to Heavy D. He was a part of Oh, he was part of that label. I forgot the label called Uptown Records. There you go. The song was also a part of the New Jack Swing as well. Was a part of the era. Yeah, this Night and Day was a pretty cool song. I got a fun fact after I said about the chart. I got a fun fact about I'll Be Sure. So this song went to number 7 in the U.S. Billboard charts. It went to number 1 in the R&B Billboard charts. And this song did not have no certification. So it didn't go platinum nothing. So as you know, he had 3 kids. And Quincy is one of his kids that were from Kimporta.
Quincy, yes.
Yeah, Quincy, yeah. Was from Kimporta. But fun fact though, which I did not know this.
Wow.
So he wrote the song Forever My Lady that's sung by Jodeci. But the song was dedicated to Kimporta and sons.
I remember seeing that online, yeah.
Yeah, I never knew that. It's my first time hearing about that, so I'm a little shocked about that. Interesting fact about that. All right, next we got Jaquan, Tipsy. That came out in 2004 off the album Hood Hop. How you feel about Tipsy?
Crazy, crazy club song. Still listen to that if it comes home.
I gotta hold you. This is not a song I can listen to all the time, but this is a really, really dope club song. I remember when I first heard this song, I got it off. When I go, we used to buy CDs a lot. It was off a mixtape, but the thing was, the CD mixtape had the wrong cover on it. So I look at the cover and I hear this song. I'm like, what is this song? The thing was, the title wasn't on the cover, so I didn't never know who this was. It was a song called until like later. That I heard on the radio, that's how I heard the song. I heard this song by mistake. That's another funny thing. I heard this song by mistake. And even though this song got annoying after a while, hearing that a lot, but it was a cool song though. But that's something I could hear all the time unless I'm in the club, basically. But this song went to number 2 on the top 100 Billboard charts. The song went to number 2 on the R&B charts. The song went to number 1 on the top rap charts. And the song went gold. And J. Cole also had another song called Hood Hop, but that song didn't make the charts at all, which I'm a little shocked about.
Hood Hop didn't make the charts?
Oh. Not at all. Which is crazy, because everybody said he disappeared, but he had like four other albums.
But where were they?
I guess independent. He had Hood Hot 2 and he had Hood Hot 2.5. Like, that's serious.
And I guess also independent.
I guess he was independent. And he was a part of Social Death. So then he did with independent. He had a label called Hood Hop. So yeah. Jaquan. He haven't really been active ever since.
Yeah, that's one's a good club song. I know they don't play it often, but it's still a good song if you hear it in the club.
It is a good club song. And I honestly do play it though. Like every here and there. They do play it in the club. I do hear it when I go. So yeah, but here's one thing. So back in the 80s, it was a lot of celebrities that would drop music. Jackie Chan dropped some music in the 80s, which I found out that recently.
Really, Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan, yes, Jackie Chan, yes. Also, Billy Crystal had an album back in the 80s. You know, he an actor. You know Billy Crystal, actor. John Travolta had an album in the 80s as well. And this next person that we're going to talk about, and you know, he is a really dope actor, a funny comedian, you know. But also, a lot of people may know this, some people don't know this. This dude actually did music as well. And he had an album in the 80s, and he had a big hit in the 80s. I talk about Eddie Murphy. Party all the time. How do you feel about Eddie Murphy party all the time?
Got annoyed with it. It wasn't my favorite hit. I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm not a big fan of your music.
I'm not gonna hold you. This song is pretty catchy. I like the song. I'm not gonna hold you. I like the song. As embarrassing as it say, I actually do like the song. And I'm gonna say one thing about the song. Do this song at karaoke. This song is a really fun song to do at karaoke. I did this one time with the family. And it was fun doing the song, doing karaoke. So this is a fun karaoke song. I'm not gonna hold you. And you know, shout out to Rick J to also help up with the song as well.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you didn't.
It's not like something Rick James would produce anyway. Yeah.
Word, yeah, real. I told you, Rick J did a lot in the 80s, man. He did a lot in the 80s. So but this song, I like Party All the Time. It was a really good song. But you know, this was his only hit, so yeah, this was his only Billboard hit. So Party All the Time went to number 2 on the Billboard charts. It peaked at number 8 on the US R&B charts, 19 on the US dance charts, 87 in the UK charts. Song with platinum. The song came off the album How Could It Be? And there you go, Eddie Murphy. All right, next we got this group called All For One, I Swear, that came out in 1994. How you feel about I Swear?
I had the album, so you know I feel good.
Oh, nice.
I used to run that song all the time. It's a very good ballad.
Nah, I agree. It was a really good ballad, you know. Definitely a really dope song. This song was number 1 for multiple weeks, right? Yeah, this song was number 1 for multiple weeks. We spoke about this song on season 1 episode on the Old School Show, 90s Billboard charts. And yeah, this was a really dope ballad. I'm not gonna hold you. Really dope song. On the US Billboard charts, this one peaked at number 1. On US R&B charts, it peaked at number 13. On the US AC charts, I don't even know what that is. Peak at number 1, and this song went platinum. So yeah, All For One, I Swear. The next song I'm gonna talk about is this song called Rockwell, Somebody Watching Me. That would drop in 1984. Have you ever heard this song?
Oh, hell yeah, I heard this song.
How you feel? It also featured Michael Jackson. How you feel about the song?
It's mediocre to me. Mm-hmm. It probably wasn't a hit back then, but for me, it's not a song I go to all the time, but if it's playing, I'll sing along to it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. This song was this was a weird song. This was a weird song. I think the only reason I probably did listen to it was because of Michael. And all he did was the chorus. But yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, he wrote the song as well. Michael wrote the song as well. This wasn't the greatest song to me. But like I said, if it's on, I probably listen to it.
Wasn't that Barry Gordon's son?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was one of Barry Gordon's sons. Yep. Yeah, he was one of Barry Gordon's sons. Yep.
Barry Gordy had a lot of children in the music biz.
He did. You remember he had one. He also had one of the dudes, LFMAO, and also his nephew was also in that group as well. Yeah, he got a couple people in the music industry. Yeah.
And what's crazy is that not only were they in there, they kind of made an impact.
Yo, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Because you know how, like, a lot of people, they do have their children and their siblings in the music industry, but it's either they're behind the scenes or they're background singers, or you just don't know that they don't come to the spotlight, you know?
Yeah.
But with him, whenever they put out stuff, it was actually big.
Yeah, that's a fact. But But yeah, but sadly, rock and roll. I mean, you might have a hit in the 80s, but this wasn't really a good song though. This wasn't a good song. But you know, and also fun fact, Jermaine Jackson did the background vocals for the song as well. I just found out that today, literally when I was doing my research. But on the U.S. charts, the song went to number 2. On the U.S. R&B charts, the song went to number 1. On the U.S. dance charts, it went to number 3. On the U.K. charts, it went to number 6. And in the U.S., the song went gold. In the U.K., the song went gold. All right, next we got Aqua, Barbie's Girl. That would drop in 1997. How you feel about Aqua, Barbie's Girl?
I'm sorry, this song was so annoying when it came out. It's still annoying to my ears, even though they remade it, and I'll forever hate it.
I go, this song was annoying, but it was catchy. It was one of those songs that was annoying, but it was really catchy. I remember watching this video for the first time, and so I didn't have cable, so I didn't have no MTV or BET or nothing like that. So I used to watch all my videos from this guy named Bobby Simmons.
You don't know about Bobby Simmons.
Bobby Simmons, yeah. Yeah. And people were calling this song a lie. So it got annoying after a while. I kept seeing the video and hearing the weird, the creepy guy. Hello, Bobby. Yeah, let's go, Bobby. The song was weird and catchy at the same time. It was one of those songs that was weird and catchy at the same time. And of course,
not for me though.
Yeah. I know you hated it, but I thought for me though it was weird to catch you at the same time. And of course, you know, last year the song was done over for the Barbie movie that featured Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice, and it had Aura on the chorus. So yeah, I mean, yeah. But the thing was, in the U.S. they were one hit wonders in the U.S., but in other countries, they wasn't. They had number one hits in other countries. They had a number one hit on Danish. They had a number one hit, Rose Are Red, that went to number one. A song called My Oh My, that went to number one. Of course, Bobby World went to number 2 in Danish. Dr. Jones went to number 1. So they... cartoon heroes around the world, so they were big in other countries, but in the U.S. this was pretty much their biggest hit, and it didn't even go to number 1. It went to number 7.
I'm starting to think that us Americans are big critics, because it's like,
yeah,
when you're discussing a lot of these one hit wonders going big overseas.
Yeah,
I heard that also. Well, with rap is kind of a different formula, but yeah. It's just really like, wow. The only thing that could, but then again, it's so hard to really pop,
yeah,
in the U.S. when it comes to certain songs, because the competition of radio at times.
Yeah, I agree. I think we are being pretty, because I'm looking at the Billboard list for the song. On other countries, all across the board, the song went to number 1, except for Danish in the U.S. Like, this song went to number 1 on other countries, literally. It went number 1 in UK, it went number 1 in Sweden, it went number 1 in Switzerland, it went number 1 on New Zealand, it went number 1 in Germany, it went number 1 in Australia. So yeah, like, I agree with you. Like, we are the biggest critic. I'm not gonna hold you, we are the biggest critic, though. But in the U.S., though, this song went 3-time platinum in the U.S.
That's cool.
Yeah. It also went 4-time platinum in the U.K., 3-time platinum in Australia, 1-time in Germany. Yeah. Barbie's World was a big song around the world. And think about it, they do make music. It's just their music wasn't big in the U.S. So this music was not big in the U.S. at all. So next artist that we're going to talk about is Ghost Town DJ, My Boo, that was dropped in 1996. How you feel about this song?
This song, not my favorite song, but you know, it got resurgence over the past few years, so it is what it is.
yo, I hated this song. I hated this song with a passion.
With a passion, bro.
I hate this song with a passion. Yep, I hate this song with a passion. So
even though TikTok revived it.
Yep, I hated the song with a passion. So I got not much to say about the song, but and the crazy thing, Ghost Town DJs only just what the only song they ever made. They don't got no other songs. And this was a part of Social Death, but I didn't know that. I never knew they were part of Social Death.
For real?
They only had this one song. Yep, they only had this one song. No album, nothing.
Social Death had a lot of low-key acts that you didn't know that was good, though, because Jermaine Dupri wasn't hands-on on talking on their tracks like he was with some of his other acts.
Yeah, I mean, to name a few. I mean, I named two people, other people already that wasn't Social Death. You know, Jay Quan was on Social Death. Chris Cross, I believe, was on Social Death. Of course, we have Bow Wow. We have Escape was on Social Death. Jagged Edge was on Social Death. The Brat was a Social Death. So yeah, Social Death. I'm not gonna hold you. Social Death has some people, cool people on there. There's some cool people on there, but yeah, my boo, this was the only song that I ever released. And on the Billboard charts, US charts, it just went to number 27. R&B charts, it went to number 14. Pop charts, it went to 16. And the song don't have no certification.
Wow.
Yeah. And the next song I got is Houston. I Like That. That featured Nate Dogg, Chingy, and I-20. How you feel about Houston? I Like That.
I love this song. I used to run it all the time.
Yeah, I
know. People used to think I was corny because I used to run this song.
I'm not going to hold this. This beat was fire. And this beat is the reason why I really like the song.
Not even a hook?
The hook too. No, the hook too. But I said this beat though. We heard that. Like the beat is fire. And then the hook, then they throw in the hook. Whoa. I like that. Yeah. With the party at, yeah. So I mean, I liked this song. This song was a really good song. You know? It was a really good song.
What I didn't know is that it was really big.
Yeah, it was pretty big. It was pretty big during the time. Of course, when they had 106 in part, it was big during the 106 in part era, though. The song was always number one in 106 in part. It got to the point after a while, it got a little annoying after a while, because they played it too much.
But I still
like the song. Yeah, I still like the song. But yeah. But this song, on the West chart, it went to number 11. On the top 100 Billboard charts, number 14 on the Billboard on R&B charts, the song with gold. And Houston only had one album already written. He had another song called "Ain't Nothing Wrong," but it didn't chart at all. Of course, he had a lot of issues in his personal life, from you know wanting to commit suicide and try to put Zaya a lot of stuff. Man, so I hope he's doing okay now. You know, I hope he's doing okay now. And yeah.
That. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Alright, so the next one we're gonna talk about is BB Mac Back Here. That was released in 1999. How you feel about this song?
It's a dope ballad. Even though it's like a pop song, like it gives me Summer Girls vibes. But I like the song. I don't.
Yo, I got another confession. I never heard this song.
Wow, you didn't even check it out today?
Oh. I checked out today to see if I remembered it. But when I heard it, I'm like, yo, this song did not sound familiar to me at all, which is shocking to me because I listen to a lot of music, but I did not remember this song.
I thought you would have heard it in your ball of sun at the time.
I thought so too. but I mean, it's weird. I don't remember the song. And it's weird. I listen to a lot of music. And the fact that I don't remember the song is weird. I'm not even going to hold you.
So what is the guy's called? M-Back?
Huh?
What is the guy's name?
B-Mac.
B-Mac, back here, everybody. Yeah, back check here. It out.
Yeah, so on the Billboard charts in the UK, song went to number 5. On US pop charts, it went to number 8. On the top 100 Billboard chart, it went to number 13. And it's not certified in the US or anywhere. But this one did win an award though.
Really? Which one?
The ASCAPE Pop Music Award.
Wow.
Which sounded like a UK type of award. But they did have other albums though, so they do pretty much do anything. I think they didn't do much in on the US though. Yeah, they were the UK artists. They were the UK artists. Alright, so the next artist that we're gonna talk about is Rich Boy, Strodom Deeds. That would drop in 2006. How you feel about Strodom Deeds?
I loved it. I love Strodom Deeds on that. It was very, very good. It was a very catchy song. It got to the point where the song was so big that I wanted to hear more from Rich Boy.
Yo, I'm not going to hold you. I agree with you. I actually like this song. I actually liked the Rich Boy. He actually was pretty cool. This song was so dope. Then it came with the remix that had Andre 3000, Jim Jones. I believe the game was in the remix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Don't know if these were really dope. And shout out to Polo the Don. And I heard a lot of his singles. You know, he had other songs like Look at Here Boy. And he had Good Time with Kerry. Then later, 2009, he had Drop. And so I actually liked the Rich Boy. And I want to see more from Rich Boy, too. I agree with you. I want to see more from Rich Boy.
But He actually do have enough songs to come out and do, I guess, appearance anywhere. Like if they did the Lovers and Friends or one of the festivals, he does have enough to do that.
Yeah, because I mean, he got three albums, and he got big things. So, but in terms
we
of,
don't like, see him.
Yeah, but in terms of actual singles, he only came up with 5 singles in the whole career. So yeah.
Put some D's on there.
Yeah, that was a good song for real. That was a good song. But on the Billboard chart, top 100 Billboard charts, the song went to number 6. On top R&B charts, the song went to number 3. On the top rap charts, the song went to number 2. And the song went platinum.
Yeah, I can see it going platinum.
Yeah, same here. And the last song we got on this list for part 1 of this episode, and this artist is another artist that was big in the UK, but he considered a one-hit wonder in the US. But the thing about it, this artist worked with a lot of artists though. But he had only one. He just recently had a hit with on the Barbie album. But in the US though, he only had one hit in the US though. And I talk about my guy Mark Ronson. And the song I'm talking about is Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars. How you feel about Uptown Funk?
Oh, when that song came out, I loved it. It was phenomenal. I still listen to it now when it comes on.
So
Major hit.
Yeah, no, it was a major hit. So here's the thing about Mark Ronson. I like Mark Ronson. I love his music. It was at one point that I wanted to know who Mark Ronson was. I listened to every album that he had, every collab album that he's had, and he made really dope collabos. But Uptown Funk though, gee fucking Louise, yo, this was an amazing song. Not only that, it put him on the Mac in the U.S., but it took Bruno Mars to a whole nother level with the song.
Oh, yeah,
pretty much the Bruno Mars that we got pretty much today, basically. And I'm not gonna hold you. I love Uptown Funk. Do play the song to this day. This whole album for Mark Ronson is really dope. Everybody, if y'all don't know who Mark Ronson is, listen to this man's music, man. This man making amazing music. These men make amazing music. And yeah, Uptown Funk was up was in number one for many weeks too. This one also was number one for many weeks. So yeah, there you go. So let's see. On the Billboard charts, on the UK charts, the song went to number one. On the US charts, it went to number one. On the Switzerland charts, it went to number one. On the Germany charts, it went to number one. This song pretty much went to number one, pretty much across the board. In the US, this song went 11 times platinum. 11 times platinum.
Yeah, I believe that.
I believe that too. Remember, this song went number one for a very long time during the 2014. And if y'all want to check out, you know, Mark Ronson's song or his album, the album is called Uptown Special. And yeah, and that is part one of the One Hit Wonder episode. And that is today's episode of the Old School Show. Ready now, bro. Thank you for doing this episode. As always, bro.
You already know.
Yeah. And y'all can look out for part two in March for the season three finale of the Old School Show. Star time. You already know what to do. Drop your social media where everybody can reach you. And let them know everything that you're doing. You already know the deal.
All right. So you can follow me on IG at star.time. Roddy, R-O-D-D-Y. Also, check out my podcast show, Star Time Podcast, on all streaming networks, Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Good Pods, and many more. And YouTube, type in Star Time Podcast with Roddy. Yeah, so check out the episodes. We got like up to 20 episodes up there. Coming back soon. So check me out, like and subscribe.
Alright, there you go. Also, you can check him out on the Premier Podcast alongside myself, Eric Quito Sin, and Lola Chief Mally Mal. And y'all can check him out every fourth Thursdays, part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. The Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. And we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Benjamin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents The Old School Show. Of course, shout out to my co-host, the Star Riding Ride, for, you know, doing the show with me. And don't worry, part two of One Hit Wonders in the March episode of the Oscar Show, aka the season 3 finale. Y'all already know your way. Y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sunday for the main series, every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. and The Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Rod every fourth Thursdays. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Gapaz, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Gapaz, and Podchases. The more y'all rate the show, more people will know about the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube at Ken, a.k.a. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Subscribe to us YouTube, Ken, a.k.a. The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You can listen to the episode on YouTube. You can watch The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast TV. And check out The Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day on YouTube. If you want to be a guest on The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast for the main series or any other spin-off series Thursday show, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_mrgentleman. I repeat, Ken, ken_mrgentleman, gentleman. And we can set something up, because I am still looking for guests for season 8. But we need a whole lot of guests for season 8. So yeah, hit me up and we can set something up. You can check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast with myself, Aaron Keto Sands, the Star Riding Rod, and Long Little Chief Mighty Mouth. New episodes every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Check out other shows from the Premier Powerverse, Aaron Keto Sands Show, King Talk with Aaron Sands, every Friday. Star Time Podcast hosted by the Star Rider Rod every Mondays. And Welcome to the Trilogy hosted by Long Little Chief Mighty Mouth every Tuesday. Check out and support every shows in the Premier Podverse. And y'all can add me on Good Pod, Ken the Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod Kids and many independent podcasters. You see what everybody listens to. We can rate each other's shows. And we have the charts. And at this time, it's time for the Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts due to this recording. For top 100 shows. On the number charts, we are number 13 on the number charts, and we are number 9 on the indie charts. For Society and Culture, we are still number 1 for Society and Culture. We've been number 1 for 14 days. Wow, 2 weeks, y'all. We've been number 1. And thank y'all for continuing to get number 1 for Society and Culture charts. It really means a lot. Let's try to be back number 1 on the top 100 show charts. That would really mean a lot. And for top 100 episodes, the latest episode of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents The Old School Show, episode 22. Weeble Shows with number 17 on the normal charts, number 19 on the indie charts. So once again, thank y'all for continuing to listen and support The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Good Pods and all podcast charts. Like, get us some more charts to grow the show. And you can check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. You can check out every episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, from the main series and any other spin-off series Thursday shows. You can watch every video from Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You can check out every guest profile who've been on this show, all 65 guests who've been on this show. You can check out every guest appearance that I've been on. More guest appearances coming soon. I have not been on no guest appearance this year yet, but don't worry, guest appearances coming soon. And of course, y'all can check out the official merch store from Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast at tpuppet.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, or you could buy your merch through the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast website. We have shirts, hoodies, mugs, and many more. Buy some merch so we could buy more equipment to upgrade your Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast listening experiences. So once again, check out the official website from Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents The Old School Show. Next episode, this Sunday, we got another episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast main series. We have a special guest who is a writer, a podcast host, and the podcast host of Unexpected Podcast. Also, next Thursday, we got Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents, a conversation about music podcast. Thank y'all for listening to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents, Old School Show. Have a good day or night, wherever you're listening to this episode.
I am Jimmy Uriah Starr, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.